to you by Sean Porter Promotions.
That guy right there, right?
26.
That's the guy you're talking about, him?
That's Jimmy.
That's the guy that you said?
No. Oh. No, you know what? Matter of fact, welcome to the Porter Bay Podcast. I'm going to get to you in just a second. Okay. Ant with two T's, Showtime Sean P. I want to shout out real quick, Mark Chinook. Want to thank Mark openly right here, right now, for opening the doors to us, the Porter Bay Podcast. And if you are in Las Vegas, you have a podcast show, you have a radio show, you need a studio, anything like that, thespacelb.com. Check them out. Reserve your space. This thing always gone. We can't get in here except for this day. You know what I mean? So here we are. All that said, we got a great guest today. You guys may or may not be familiar with him at the moment, but I'm sure you're going to love him. Welcome to the Porter Bay Podcast.
Thank you, brother.
Executive producer of about any and everything you can do in life as it pertains to entertainment. Simply, Iceman. What's crack-a-lacking, sir?
I'm good, brother. I'm blessed to be here. I'm happy.
Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me here. Now, I'm big fans of you guys.
When I met you, you straight up was dressed like Ice. You know what I mean? So I thought you was going to be dressed like that again today. I was like, yeah, he coming in with the white and the blue on again, da-da-da-da-da.
I said, let me just throw a Nike suit on for my brother today and keep it simple for you so we can keep the attention on the topics and not on the outfit.
Yes, sir. That's how I go.
He still got the ice on, though.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. I went light. I was going to go crazy today.
I'm already knowing. I said, when I looked at first time I looked at you, I was like, yeah, I see he went light today.
Crazy. I said I was going to go crazy. I was like, nah, that would be rude and disrespectful.
Nah.
And yeah, okay. Sure.
Listen, man, if you ain't never looked at the comments, and they tripping right now. They're like, all right, get to who he is
right.
So I can decide whether or not I want to finish this episode.
Right.
So,
oh, that's how they do it.
Yeah, you should have came in with all this, gave us something to look at.
Yo, babe, go get my jewelry.
Uh-oh. Got that day here.
You get my jewelry?
I can't believe it.
Hey, LaShawn McCoy, when he was on, he said he had too much. He had to tuck it in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
All that being said, you are a big boxing fan. When I met you, we were doing, I was doing the boxing side of the Triller. You were doing the versus side of the Triller.
Right.
You had Onyx versus Cypress Hill.
Right.
And that was a treat for me.
Good.
Especially meeting the guys over there with Onyx and everything. That was a super treat for me.
I'm glad you liked it, brother.
Yeah. Since then, what's been going on?
Wow. Tech, films, music, distribution, consulting, management.
Yeah.
I Chris Rock said one time, he was like, he had to host the Grammys, the Oscars, win an Emmy, get a Tony, television show. And he said, you know what my neighbor does? He goes, he's a dentist.
Yeah.
So as black men, we got to keep different sources of income coming in. So I'm a hard believer of that. So I keep it going.
Yes, sir.
You know?
And you involved with BKB, right?
Oh, yeah. While we here, real quick, April 27th, the Peacock Theater, Bare Knuckles is having an event, Bare Knuckle Mania 4. I'm part of the marketing on that.
There you go.
My man Dave, who is the chief business operator over at Bare Knuckles, and he's also the president of Fight Club at Triller. And he's also a mentor of mine in this contact sport and business.
Mm-hmm.
He's like my teacher. So we work tight together, and we get a lot of things going, and he gives me great opportunities and to break bread. And I told him I'm coming to see you. He said, yo, tell Sean. I said, what's up? Tell the team. I said, what's up?
Yeah.
And that I told him I'll be talking. So everyone get your tickets at BKFC.com. And they're going quickly. That's Bare Knuckles Mania 4. It's going to be in Los Angeles, April 27th. Please come down. The tickets are almost sold out.
It's BKFC, all right?
Yes. BKFC.com.
Yeah. April 27th, you out there, you want to see some craziness. You like that, huh?
Yes.
You like
the
bare knuckle.
It's like, you know, when boxing was kind of, when the UFC came and they started to fill that void and pack everything out just for regular fights.
Yeah, man.
That bare knuckle thing is brutal, right?
Yeah.
Like, I had to turn it off a couple times. I was just like, yo, that's, whoo, it's hard. So for the contact sports enthusiasts, is definitely the next thing in contact sports. It's next level. It's hardcore. Broken knuckles, broken noses, every fight. Ooh. It's not even, you know, oof, a lot of blood, a lot of
street
action.
Fight. Old school.
But it's a family event.
I don't stop that.
He said it with a smile, too.
For anybody I may have turned off, this is a family event.
Exactly.
But listen, one more thing, because I know you are a big boxing fan. We're definitely going to get into some boxing. You went to the fights last night.
Yes.
Saw Richardson Hitchens get down. When it comes to the BKB,
yeah.
So when we talk about boxing, we always talk about the sweet science. We talk about the art.
Right.
At the highest level.
Right.
With BKB, do you get sentiments of that, or is it just more who crack who first?
Let me tell you, brother.
Because I might have to.
It's like this. Right when I think that everything is going to be one way, something else comes, right? Uh-huh. Did you believe that the UFC was going to be where it was at? Their regular fights are selling out.
Yeah, I know.
You know, who's on the bill? I don't even know sold. Why? Because they're getting authenticity. Someone's arm is really going to get broke. No one's running. You can't run. You got to fight.
Yeah.
The tough guys fight the toughest guys.
Yeah.
And Dana White did an excellent job there. And what David is doing at Bare Knuckle is the same kind of energy that I'm getting that UFC was giving off when it just started to take off. And it just... people are looking, you know, $40 million purses and guys ain't delivering, you know, the goods.
The goods, yes.
And you seeing the guy get his eye cut, 40 stitches off one punch, and he's still fighting with a broken nose. And a guy got a, I seen a guy lose the other day because he broke his hand.
Mm.
He broke his hand and he couldn't continue, but he was winning the fight.
Mm-hmm.
Broke his hand and the other guy was like punching him. He was just like... I'm good. And
he
forfeited the fight over a broken hand. Yeah. So you can lose from a broken... I'm sure in boxing the same thing. Yeah. But like Javante, he fought with a broken hand. This is like destroyed, like, you know. So...
I put my head outside of the ring.
Right.
I hurt my hand in the fight. And then round after round, I just kept feeling it. And then I think it was the 10th or the 11th round, punched dude. And I just... it was like... went up my shoulder. And all that. And I turned, put my head outside the ropes, told my dad, I'm done. He said, Sean, turn around and keep fighting.
Right.
But, you know, that's kind of, I still think that boxing could be safer in some ways, in some different aspects. I think there's more that can be done. I think before a fighter gets in the ring, to help that fighter be safe in the ring.
Right.
The referees and things of that nature. I thought... we'll get to Richardson, but I thought he had a very lenient referee in the ring last night. I don't think that there's very many referees at the highest level that would allow a fighter to throw one punch, dip, and then I call it grabbing. It wasn't an actual, to me, this is holding.
Right.
You know, when you have a fighter's arm like this is holding. Right. You know, it was a lot of dipping. Let me get close and let me smother you.
Right.
And then the ref will come in. And I just thought that. I said, man, this is a very lenient ref tonight. You know?
Right. What I saw, and you're the pro at this, the Argentinian boxers are giving the slick African-American boxer trouble.
Yeah.
Maidana.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Castano.
Who?
Brian Castano.
Yeah.
Versus Charlo.
Charlo. Yeah. And I heard somebody talking about it, but I was like, wow, this shit is real. And the thing I'm saying about that, last night was a perfect example of that because, you know, Richardson said he had some personal issues and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But... to me, no, I'm from Brooklyn. That's why I came to see him because I'm a big fan of Brooklyn fighters.
Yeah.
Zab Judah's dad was in the corner.
Yeah.
Just to see him there was like I'm a fan, you know. So it's no knock to nobody, but the black African American boxer is gonna have to start adjusting to those Argentinian styles because Argentinian guys make us look like, you know, you walk through what's his name? I don't want to say his name because I, you know, AB is my man, but
yeah,
you know, Maidana walked through him.
Yeah.
Like just.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Yeah, this is boxing. Yeah. He walked through him. So.
We're going to come back to that.
Let's hit everything up. We're getting too deep.
Yeah, we're going to come back to that. Okay. I got a great point to make. We're going to come back to that. Real quick, I want to thank Shakur Stevenson for meeting up with us and getting the interview in with us when we went down there to Houston this past weekend. And then also want to shout out Trey the Truth.
Yeah.
I literally hit him up before I went, like the day before I went down there.
Yeah. He's the mayor.
And he was, Trey's
the mayor.
Yeah.
He was for everything. Right. You know what I mean? And so I definitely want to shout him out and say thank you to him for making himself available and you know, just spending time. I think
the
everybody's
love in
heard
Houston
this.
Was real.
Yeah, I was going to say, 100%. Man. Yeah. But I was going to say, I think that people know Trey's reputation for being a man of the people, for the sake of words.
Yes, for sure.
But it's like, you know, to experience a version of myself, like almost like looking at somebody else do things the way I would do them. I'm like, wow, like, I thought I was the only one that would just straight cool out with somebody, you know, and I ain't got nothing to do in life.
Right.
But right when he was done, spending time, he got right on pop and got to his next gig. You know what I mean? So I definitely wanted to shout him out. If you have not subscribed to our Patreon, listen, amazing interview. Man. I have no clue when we gonna release this episode.
What's your call?
So don't be dragging your feet. Yeah. Subscribe to our Patreon. Here's why. This is the start of many. This is the start of a lot. We did earlier this year. We did Antonio Tarver earlier this year. Mm-hmm. I did one with Tim Bradley. I don't think we've released that one yet. I know we released Antonio. Don't drag your feet. We want you guys to subscribe to this Patreon. We pushing this stuff, man. Mm-hmm. We're making it happen for y'all, but we need a little bit in return. There's a tier on there for you. I want to show what Ant did. I said, make Ant do the intro. He said, oh, no, he did one. I was like, well, let me see it. And this is what Ant came with. He came with some fire, man. Let's check it out.
You know, we're down here in Houston, Texas. We're at the OG gym. I think it was at Home of the Champions. I'm going to call it Jay Prince Gym, but we're here today about to film something with Shakur Stevenson, young legend in the game. It's going to be something special. Very talented kid. Just waiting on his opportunity. Obviously, the champ's coming, Sean Porter. I'm the assistant to the champ. So, and we're going to have fun. We're going to make it live. Sean going to do what he do, be professional. I'm going to do what I do, come off the top of nonsense. We're going to do it the Porter way.
Porter way.
Yeah, that's how we do it.
You thought I was going to be nervous?
That was clean. Had to do it before. I didn't know how you was going to feel about it.
Okay. That was clean. That looked like some Showtime HBO shit. Yeah.
So just wanted to
shout out to Deck.
We did. Yes. Because he cut that. You know, you was talking about your man and all respect to him, but Deck cut that in like 2 hours when we finished it.
Yeah, he's a monster.
We got a great guy.
My man Louie's just like that.
Shout out to Louie.
We're going to definitely communicate with Lou in the event we need anything.
And we want to shout out to our Malcolm Made It Down, our guy DDA, man.
Yes.
He made a lot. He was making stuff happen.
Yeah.
Chords everywhere. You can't see what's behind the scenes, but what's coming to you guys is a lot of work from DDA.
Did you go to eat Bun B Trillburger?
No.
Make it down.
Not yet.
We're going back, though.
Yeah, let me know. I'm going to pull up with y'all.
Okay. I bet.
June, possibly.
All that said, crazy week for us. We didn't get a chance to get in our typical episode. So.
Yeah.
I wanted to just kind of one more time touch on Rolly and Pitbull.
Yeah.
If you happen to have seen what we did this weekend with Trey, we did recap everything along the way before we actually had Trey come on the episode. But I really just wanted to talk like what's next for both these fighters. I mean, Rolly still is significant in the boxing game, I believe. Maybe another week or two goes by, and that'll change in my mind. But I still feel like he's got some significance at the 140 and in boxing in general. And then obviously Pitbull now being a world champion. Where does Pitbull go?
Man, hopefully he can get unification.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
That's fireworks.
Because
you're talking about... Haney?
Haney.
Well, that's why. That's the only one I see. I see fighting him. You know, Devin will fight everybody, but who?
The one that just left. Just left PBC.
Oh, Matias.
Matias, yes.
That's fireworks.
That's fireworks.
So that's fireworks.
I feel like Subrio Matias happens before Pitbull happens. Before Devin Haney happens.
Okay.
Yeah. I feel like we could see Pitbull and Subrio Matias, even though he literally just parted ways with PBC. He's over with Matchroom now. I still feel like that's a fight we could see before we see a fight with Devin Haney. From a business perspective, Devin is supposed to be the one who is the free agent and can kind of go and come and go where he please. Right.
So I could see that. I could see that happening. I wouldn't be mad with the business. Once my man, this is just thinking outside of this is not this guy's not even at 140.
Yeah.
Okay. When the business happened end of this year, because you know he's supposed to have another fight coming up. When he get the 140, he get the first shot at the title. Tank Davis.
I knew he was going to say Tank. Why are you mad? Right now.
Why?
I dismissed this fight a long time ago.
You dismissed they fight?
I dismissed them having a rematch a long time ago.
But now you got, it's a reason why. We get, that the business wise, you get you at 140. Mm-hmm. You avenge what people seen. Some people felt like he lost. Some that wasn't the best Tank.
Yeah.
Tank can get him out of here.
Yeah.
You're going to have to prove it. Yeah. I think Tank gets him out of there.
I do too.
And then Tank got a belt at 140. Now he's right in the mix.
Yeah.
My perspective. If Tank could turn down $30, $40 million from the Saudis, why would he fight Pitbull again?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because it seems like he's at a point where he needs a certain kind of money to happen. And Cruz is going to give him problems all day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He broke his hand one time on him.
Yeah.
Right? And I had a fight with a guy, broke my hand. I'm not going back to that.
You can't dismiss what he just did against Rolly Romero. I mean, he stopped Rolly.
Stopped him.
And just push him forward the whole way.
Yeah.
But we've seen that he has problems with movers. Mm-hmm. We've seen that he's a two-stepper.
Right.
Two steps, and I'm explosive. Mm-hmm. Two steps. If you're gone, my explosion don't happen. You know what I mean? So he's a two-stepper in the boxing ring.
Right.
I just made that up, by the way.
Right.
But he's a two-stepper in the boxing ring, meaning he doesn't have the good, quick feet to get to cut off the ring and get to somebody. Those same blows that he missed in his in the last two fights that he had where guys were moving on him.
He was connecting a little more this time.
But somebody ain't got this that
slickness.
Pop.
Boom.
May be able to.
He ain't got that.
Be able.
Better than him. I look better than him. He didn't even do that.
I told you he.
I know. Don't say that.
I see Robert Garcia talking about it. Shout out to Robert Garcia.
Yeah.
He said that Pitbull gives everyone problems.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that he's right by that because one dynamic, a lot of these young kids, because they're not fighting each other and all of that, they have a lot of time to themselves and that hunger that Pitbull has, a lot of these kids waking up in silk sheets don't have.
Yeah.
Pitbull explained that he couldn't even get a tortilla for his child or a burrito or something to that. No pun intended.
Yeah.
And that's a different type of hunger when you can't feed your child.
Yeah.
And then you have these American fighters, whether they black, Cuban, whatever, they're living good, they're feeling good, they caked up. And Rolly was the epitome of that.
Yeah.
Like he literally spoke so much negative stuff to this kid. I think if he would have stayed with his last trainer, he would have had a better shot this time, but it would probably have been the same results.
Mm-hmm.
But Rolly needs a whole new game plan. He needs a new trainer, a whole new outlook on it, and he needs to get humble about what he's doing because if you said of a slick boxer could do better on Pitbull, bro, I mean, I don't see any of that because he's knocking these dudes. He got him out of there.
I'm on record for saying this. I said we were going to see how healthy Rolly Romero is now.
Mm-hmm.
The first round,
mm-hmm.
he's light on his feet after the first punch.
Mm-hmm.
That to me is a clear indication that you don't have the punch resistance needed to fight at the highest level.
Mm.
Also is an indication that you may have some literal damage now to the point that like Ant said last week, we're not made to do this. Some of us are built a little different and can handle it and can do it, but ultimately humans ain't built for beating.
I think he's great for boxing Rolly.
Yeah.
Rolly, there's different dynamics. You got fighting, you got this, you got that. He knows how to promote fights. Yeah. If he can get with the right trainer, win a couple of fights, we still would need, boxing needs a guy like Rolly.
Yeah.
So, but if he don't humble himself and study the craft a little more, he'll be one of the great stories that never happened.
And I, like you said, when you run into a dude like Pitbull, if you look at the interviews and stuff, my man still look like he living in the same spot.
Right.
I don't want to face nobody. I always say that's the downfall of successful people. Once you switch up everything.
Right.
Sean knows me. I try to stay as humble as possible. Sean argued me every day about getting another car.
Right. Right.
I can afford that car 30 times over, but I don't care. I'm still in the moment.
Right.
When I'm done, I'll sit back and you'll just see Anthony enjoy all the fruits of his labor. My man is still living like, you, I don't know if you've seen the video. You seen what we seen. It's like he living in the hood still with his mom.
He's humble and he got his wife with him and she, you know.
She cooking.
She cooking. They, you know, the grocery bill is changing now and they working together and she in the mob with him. That's different, bro. You know, that's different kind of. I'm not losing in front of my wife. Yeah. I'm not losing in front of my kid. I'm not going back to this.
Yeah.
Oh, this and that. I almost beat Tank.
Yeah.
I could have beat Tank.
Yeah.
You know, all of these things. And a guy like Rolly, Rolly shouldn't have picked that fight. I think he should have fought Ryan Garcia first or something, but Pitbull's here.
He was pushing for it. That's what he should have went.
The business effed him?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
But you like Pitbull versus Shakur, Pitbull versus Devin Haney.
I like that.
You think that's the best fight for, like, to be made right now?
I think.
Stylistically and all that?
I also like the T.O., but I don't know what T.O. I'm going to get. Yeah. That's the thing about T.O. Ooh, T.O. coming in and give you a master class, but you can't have an off night with that T.O. You can't have an off night with that T.O. You my guy.
He's right.
That's not an off night. Dude.
He said you my guy. You can't have an off night.
T.O. might be the only one out the whole crew. Because, you know, I'm going with my African-American boxing. I'm going with my African-American boxing. You going with Devin Haney? I'm going with he's a Muslim brother. I'm going with Devin Haney. The thing is the hunger.
Yeah.
That hunger. What Devin has, that focusedness with God and family and all of that, is equivalent to that hunger. If you really can match that family, the God element, it can balance that hunger. Like,
you have fighters that are literally hungry.
Right.
Have not been able to feed themselves.
Right.
Don't have the ability resources. To drive, the resources, the list goes on. Literally hungry.
Right.
And then you have fighters who have a passion that's almost unmatched.
Unmatched,
The two, they intertwine.
Right.
So like someone like Devin, where Devin don't struggle for those sort of the resources, he's still hungry as hell. All get out.
Right.
He still has the passion.
Right.
You know what I mean? Talking to Shakur Stevenson this weekend, you see just passion just oozing out of the kid. Because like he just absolutely loves every piece of it. You know what I mean?
I'm glad that you guys saw that of Shakur because he's my favorite, technically.
Mm-hmm.
And when I saw that last performance, I was just like, well, a lot of these guys got a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
And when they get in there, you know, different performances, but he's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I'm worried that, you know, this time, the stuff that's going on now with the money and people fighting once a year and, you know, I don't know.
They got to get more busy.
And people used to fight two or three times a year in the 80s and then the 90s came. Yeah. And then when the PBC era came and Floyd with the money and everything, you know, guys are pulling up with Lamborghini trucks to the fight.
Security, you know, that you don't need.
You know,
where your security at?
Right, huh?
You got more money than them.
Right. And I got God in my life.
Well, praise
due to Allah.
Yes,
but but like you said, brother, you know, it's the hunger. And like you said, passion and hunger. That's why Shakur, Haney is a great matchup for Pitbull. But if I was them, I just chill for a minute.
Yeah.
Because he got the Aztec gods behind him. And Robbie Garcia said the whole Mexico loves him.
Yeah.
He's going to, if he gets one more win, he got the whole country. Mm-hmm. Now you're talking about a potential Mexican billionaire star.
Yeah.
Like where he opens up the whole thing again.
Yeah.
Where you got the Chavez's and the De La Hoya's all wrapped up in one.
Yeah,
because he said, the light-skinned Mexicans, the dark-skinned Mexicans, they all love Pitbull.
Yeah.
So, like, that's the thing. It's the economical component to it where he's ready to fight anyone, but the right people behind him. Is he still with Manny Pacquiao?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's good to see that Manny Pacquiao, him, was able to do business with PBC. I'm liking to see that type of dynamic where I'm watching the promoters doing cross business with each other. Mm-hmm. Before it was like, you know, not integrated, but now everybody's coming together and making deals done. But yeah, Pitbull is a $1 billion business potentially because the money's different now. You know, he's the only, Floyd Mayweather made money. He made his billions from the Mexican community as well. Mm-hmm. De La Hoya, the Mexican community as well.
Yep.
So you get a guy where they don't even have to like no other boxes now.
Yeah.
They don't even have to. Devin Haney, I forgot. Oh, his name was Haney, right?
Yeah.
Now they got their guy, you know?
Yeah.
And he doesn't look like he's slowing down. He's working with his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just so hungry.
Yeah.
I, the only guy I can see messing with him that knows how to zero in, like he says, Tio. Like that fight right there is like, because Tio.
I'm curious about Tio and I'm curious about Tank Davis. Wait.
I tell people all the time, I don't even think we've seen the top Tank yet.
No, not yet.
Tank and box.
Not that I can think of.
And I think he might get up in there and show Pitbull something he never seen before and then sleep him.
Yeah, because Tank and Shakur is like this. The Tank is as far as technical, Tank as far as the pizzazz and the technical, but Tank, to be the smallest he is, he's a monster.
He's a tank.
He's a tank.
All right, let's give me a fight for Rolly, and then we'll move on.
For Rolly?
What you want to see Rolly?
Oh, okay, I got you. Ryan Garcia. After Ryan Garcia gets done with that.
Oh, so we just got to be patient.
Rolly chilling now.
I'm on record, man. I think this fight with Ryan and Devin's going to be more competitive than a lot of people.
You do?
I do.
No disrespect to Rolly.
Disrespect.
No. I got to be humble, but I'm going to tell him. He needs to do exactly what... who said that? He needs to do What's that other boxing call now? It's
boxing.
Influencer boxing.
I think Sean might have said that.
I think Garcia and Ryan might have said it.
Maybe.
Somebody said it.
Yeah.
That he should be getting to the influencer it's about the money.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Paul, all them dudes is making money.
Yeah.
So if Rolly can...
Ooh, who wins, Jake Paul or Rolly Romero?
Jake Paul. Rolly exposed himself, bro.
I see what you're saying. At the same time, he a boxer.
Yeah, he a boxer.
That's like me fighting Sean right now. I'm big as hell.
One of the major boxing coaches said that he moves his legs like sledgehammers. Like he has no.
Rolly?
Yeah, he's this sledge. It actually slows him down as the fight goes on, because he's dragging his legs.
Mm-hmm.
He has no lightness in him at all.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know why? Because you're teaching a fighter who believes so much in their power. In order to throw power, you have to set your feet and you have to...
Right.
It's from the ground up. Most fighters, it's from the ground up.
Right.
Now you're trying to teach this fighter who plots or has always plotted to get to his opponents and deliver. Now you're trying to tell that guy to pick his feet up and bounce around the ring to get away from guys. And so it's been extremely hard for him to integrate the two, which is why I said I don't think he's going to be able to punch and move the way you need to against somebody like
that. What boxing history had heavy feet and then you seen him get light feet? I mean...
It's always been one or the other.
Yeah,
it's always been one or the other. Tank is like one of the few guys out there that can move. Great judge of range and distance, and then can stop, settle, boom, and deliver it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We've seen that from a lot of fighters in history, but we've really just never seen a fighter that has heavy feet all of a sudden switch up and have light feet. You know what I mean? It's not possible. This episode is brought to you guys by DraftKings and Amp. We got a good
exciting night of UFC going on just around the corner.
Yeah. You a big UFC guy?
I'm not a big UFC guy.
Never thought about getting into it?
No, that ain't for me, man. I might do something with you, but that's about it.
You don't believe in taking the gloves off?
Not at all. Listen, okay. We got UFC 300 happening right around the corner, and we want you guys to get in on all the action. We teamed up with DraftKings, and we got a great offer for you.
That's right. New customers bet $5, get $150 back in bonus bets.
Only thing you got to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use our promo code
TPWP.
What is it?
TPWP.
Use that promo code, y'all. Stay in on the action and use your $150 in bonus bets on DraftKings same game parlays for a shot in an even bigger payout. Combine multiple bets together from the same fight, including total rounds and method of victory.
If sports betting is not yet available in your state, don't worry. You can still join in on all the fun with DraftKings Daily Fantasy and have the shot to win cash prizes.
That's right. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and our promo code
TPWP.
What is it?
TPWP.
And remember, the crown is yours. This segment is sponsored by DraftKings. And with that being said, Ant, yeah. Right down the street.
Yeah.
I ain't know that till just right now, but right down the street, we got the UFC this week.
Yeah, at the T-Mobile. You know, they're taking over the T-Mobile. UFC's been on fire for the last 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, yeah.
We got Pierre versus Hill. Nine and two, Pierre. Hill is 12-1.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody about that. I'm sorry to cut you off, but I was talking to somebody about that earlier today. With what you see in the UFC and why they're able to make these big fights at the T-Mobile, even though they have names that you may not know, they're lining up guys who are undefeated against guys who one loss, two loss tops, you know what I mean? On top of that, they're making it a big event, you know? And taking it to the T-Mobile, I mean, you can do anything less here in Vegas, you know?
Yeah, you got Pierre 36, Hill's 32. The guys are exact same size, 6'3", 205. Exact same reach. With that one, man, that's almost 50-50 fight. But at the end of the day, I'm a betting man.
Damn.
So if you go with Hill, you get plus 125. That means you gain money. So you throw $1,000 on Hill, you win back $2,100.
Why you pick 3,000?
I picked 8,000.
Oh, just 8,000.
8,000, yeah.
So you bet $1,000 on Hill, you get back
$2,100. So $2,100.
I like that number.
Yeah.
I like that number.
You know, I'm a betting man, and it's all about the pluses.
But he's considered the underdog, right?
He's considered the underdog.
Underdog for a reason.
Underdog for a reason. Exact same size, younger man, better record.
Yeah. Yeah.
One loss.
Yeah. Is this a build-em fight for him, or is this a crossroads fight for
this
for
is
the
set
other
the
guy?
Statement fight for him?
Ooh, statement
for me and him with our money.
What
he get paid, I get paid. Okay,
all right, I dig
plus $125,000.
There you go.
Let's make it happen.
And this segment is sponsored by DraftKings. Real quick on Zoo and Fandora. Because we didn't touch on Zoo and Fandora.
Yeah, we didn't get to touch that at all. Bloodbath.
Yeah.
Bloodbath. I was
did
shaking
you happen to see my
till I got hyped. No, that was a fight. I ain't got time to look at your tweets.
I didn't know if you had a chance to look at my tweets.
At tweets? What you talking about? Okay.
I didn't, because I'm with, after the first round, because I want to go rare, I want to say, go back and look at my tweets.
All right.
After the first round, I said, this fight is not going to go much longer. I didn't think the fight was going to make it out of the four rounds. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying this. It's much easier to sit on the couch and watch a fight and say what a fighter should do, what a corner should do. Mm-hmm. However, I think the mindset that I had as I was watching this, I think that this is how my corner would have operated.
Right.
And there ain't no punk in this. So I want to go on record for saying, ain't no punk in this. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to explain this to y'all so that y'all understand what's happening.
Right.
After the first round, you against this kid, you had a lot of success in the first round.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But now you got two more rounds to see Fandora, to see how this fight might play out.
Right.
And after the second and the third round, I literally would have been saying, let's just get out of here tonight.
Wow.
Because he's a little bigger than we expected, and
right.
I don't know. Let's get out of here. You can't see this blood's dripping.
Mm-hmm. The cut was
operate.
In the second round.
The cut was in the second round. The cut was at the end of the first round.
Mm.
You sure?
It was the second round.
Second round, son.
Cut was at the end of the second round.
He hit his forearm bottom of his...
But he had a lot of success in the first round.
Yeah.
And not as much success in the second. Mm-hmm. Really not much success in the third either.
Mm-hmm. I would have said in the third, hey, we're going to see how this cut goes. Mm-hmm. And then the fourth, all right, I'm going to... As a corner,
yeah.
If I feel like I need to stop it, I'm gonna stop it.
Yeah.
After when you come back with this cut,
so this is the part I want to explain.
It was only
to
gonna get worse.
This is the part I want to explain to y'all. Mm-hmm. I said in my tweets, if a fight does not complete four rounds, it goes to a no contest.
Yes.
Right.
And I felt like you have the ability in the first three rounds to tell whether or not this is gonna be a hard night, an easy night. We're gonna be able to make some adjustments and get through this. The list goes on.
But what is the rule for him to keep his title that I keep hearing everywhere, like Robert Garcia again?
That's what Sean was saying.
Yeah, like what is the
rule? That was the rule. If there's a no contest.
Three rounds?
It's off. It's four.
Four rounds have to be completed.
So what do you say? What does the corner say? No contest and you keep the title?
So like after the third round, what I was thinking he's bust open. Let's just dab this and say we can't stop it.
No, but what I'm saying is you're not throwing in a flag.
No.
You're saying...
You're giving the ref... You're giving the doctors every reason to stop this fight. Y'all over here trying to do the best you can to stop this bleeding, and you're preventing the referee.
But is there actually words that you say to the referee?
No.
You just let them stop it?
You got to let them stop it.
But how? Like, how? Like you said, I can't see.
What I was thinking is...
I can't see.
Oh, okay. What I was thinking is, I can't stop it. This is much worse than we thought it was. Yeah. You know.
So in that dynamic... He keeps his belt,
yeah,
and it's a no contest.
And they come back to the table
and
again.
And he still gets this.
Yeah. And on top of that, you still get paid. And you have an opportunity.
Eagles.
And you have Eagles involved. And you have an opportunity to now see this guy, feel this guy,
right.
See what this range is really like.
Gauge it for the next fight.
And get ready for the real
rematch.
Deal. Get ready for the real deal.
I don't think he could beat Fandor. Well, after a couple of rounds,
he was very wrecked with his legs, mm-hmm. not much head movement, mm-hmm. and not much from the outside. No, Zoo.
Okay.
And that let me know, like, yeah, you don't have much experience fighting taller opponents.
That dude is not even, he's a tower.
Yeah.
He was like taller than tall, like, you know what I mean? You know what I mean?
And then he switched it up. He used the inside fighter. He started using the jab. I said, when Fandor ever used the jab?
Bro, Fandor's nose is broken. Give him some props.
Yeah, hell yeah.
His nose is broken.
Hell yeah.
He's bleeding profusely and he's giving him the business.
And he's giving him the business. He's the one that made the adjustment.
Right.
Yes, he did. Yeah.
He's the one that made the adjustment. And I said,
you're not gonna keep punching me in my nose and I'm gonna win.
Yeah, yes. I saw Samson, and Samson is like, you always picking against my fighters.
Right.
I said, Samson, I don't want to pick against your fighters. Right. I'm trying to be realistic.
Mm-hmm.
But being realistic, I thought he was going to be right there, face to face with Zoo.
Right.
Right in line for Zoo to do everything
easy to
that
find.
Zoo easy to find.
Right.
And he just flipped the game after a couple rounds, especially with the broken nose. He flipped the game and did what he had to do. Blood coming out of his mouth, all that.
You on a 12-day notice?
He had blood in his throat. Yeah.
You really sparred four.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You look at Fandor, he's supposed to use a jab, but that's not what he does. Yeah. So we're going to rumble. We're going to get an inside fight all night. Oh, shit, he on the jab? I can't see. That's a lot to deal with.
He didn't do that.
What about that? The switch to dynamic now. Fandora had the opportunity to do the same thing with a broken nose or no?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. I can't breathe. I can't...
Simple. My fighter can't breathe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
That's simple.
Does Fandora get the loss on a situation like that? Or can he...
No, it's a no contest. In the moment, those are things that very experienced corners know... And can weave through while this thing is going as fast as Zoo's corner, especially Zoo's head coach trained his dad.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not saying that there's a lack of experience on either side.
Right.
Just simply saying that I felt like there were things that could have been thought of and should have been thought of, especially for Zoo's corner, and he would have gotten out of there with this belt. You know,
like I said, it's a pride.
Right.
Nobody wants to pride. Nobody in that corner. From Australia, wanted to swallow their pride.
Yeah.
Now, but even that, they really thought that he could not get him. The pride and the ego, they thought that they saw something in Fedora that was weak because I guess that last knockout that he suffered right before that fight.
Possibly.
But it seemed like he bounced back from that.
And you got to also talk about the momentum that Zoo had into the ring. I mean, he literally knocking guys out, hurting guys, completely stopping guys from doing what they do well. And, you know, when you consider all that, I get it why you wouldn't consider.
That's how bare knuckle looks.
Yeah.
hey, but bring your family.
So yeah. I'm hearing there's a rematch in place. I'm also hearing that there's a possibility of the Big Fish getting in the ring with Fedora. You know, so Samson said when Errol got in the ring, he shook his hand to him. Yeah, you're gonna get him, you got next.
Yeah,
and then he said after that, I remembered that, you know, hey, we do have this rematch clause in effect. So
I think Fedora beats Zoo again if they go.
Ooh.
And I think no disrespect, if Errol. If Errol's equilibrium and all that stuff is not intact and everything, just like Rolly, everybody got his number. Yeah. If you're a real pugilist, if you're a real boxer, everyone can beat Rolly.
Yeah.
Rolly can't beat no one no more. Yeah. His jig is up unless he comes with, unless Rolly comes with some real technique and makes some real adjustments.
Yeah.
Everyone can beat Rolly.
Yeah.
All the top five, they're all laughing at Rolly. They're like, oh, what? Like they could beat him. Sean, you should go get that quick 30.
Stop it.
Stop playing. That's so easy.
Versus Rolly.
No disrespect to one of my.
That's a bully. Why are you sending a? That's a bully. You see another bully.
Plus 30. Let me.
You gonna promote it?
That's a quick 30. Let's get that. I can get that from the Saudis. Yo, Turkey. Rolly, Sean Porter. Call me.
You dropping too many damn names,
so,
all right?
So, like, I said, like, same thing with, I think he was going over, he was heading down this road, too. Like, Errol Spence, I think people got his number. Sean Porter exposed Errol Spence.
Yes.
You don't wait on a killer? He this is all Errol Spence does.
He said, you don't wait on a killer?
That's somebody breaking my house? I don't wait on you to come kill me.
Right.
I'm going to get you. We're going to battle this out.
Period.
But everybody before Sean Porter waited on Errol. Right. He just got broken down.
Yeah.
Except Kell Brook, but you just got broken down. Now, Fedora's going to get him.
Yeah.
If you could touch Errol Spence early, if Errol Spence still not Errol Spence.
And that's the problem with Errol because those accidents, that accident really took some from him because he was my new favorite, welterweight. Like, what? No one could stop him. I was even with the accidents and
me
all
too.
That, I was about to bet on him in the Terrence thing. And I didn't make it to that because I gave the after party for Terrence that night. And that after party at Top Golf, that was our party. So I was going to go make the bet. And I was like, nah, let me just chill out for a second. Because I was going with Errol all the way. I was like.
Yeah. Yeah, did a party too. For Terrence, but you was going with Errol.
He said, shh. He shook Errol. Like, nigga just fell. I was like, yo. Then all the people started pointing out certain things. Like when Derek James was like at the workout. He was doing this, and he was like knocking him over. Like he had his equilibrium.
Oh,
was
wow.
Really, yeah, I studied seen
that?
This shit. Yeah, bro.
That.
Yeah, and the press workout.
Yeah, I'm just saying,
He was
that.
Derek James was hitting him like on the side and everything, yeah. And he was like stumbling just a notch. Like his that same shit that you were seeing that Terrence was doing to him was there.
Yeah,
and you know there was something about someone explained to me he has a lot of healed scar tissue from that accident. Like when he walked in, his face was already swollen and, you know, little stuff like that, that you really gotta heal, bro.
Yeah.
You know, like people don't heal. Even when you work out, you gotta heal. You know what I'm saying?
I still get that motherfucker credit. He kept getting back up.
Yeah.
You had to kill him
credit.
That night. He kept
credit.
Getting back up.
I was gonna say, do you want to see Tim Zoo back here in the United States?
Let him fight Rolly. You know what I'm saying?
Why is he serving Rolly to everybody?
No, bro.
Rolly, BK got a contract for you.
We need them fights, bro. We need Fedora. Shout out to Tim Zoo and all that. Shout it out. Yo, God bless you, man. But he didn't win. He didn't even look like he was a match for my guy.
Yeah.
Fedora.
Yeah.
The Mexican Aztec gods was out that night.
Yeah.
All the Mexicans won championships. They won their fights.
Honestly, I thought he, without the cut, I thought Tim wins. I thought Tim was going to eventually, and then eventually sleep him late. Yeah. I'll be honest with you. Yeah. I felt like he was getting the big rights off on him.
I feel like after he got caught that first time, not to cut you off, that when he got caught that first knockout, that I think he made those adjustments not to get caught like that again. Mm-hmm. Because Tim was hitting him with some shit.
Started fighting tall.
The jab was great.
Keep that pole out there.
I'm going to clap for Fundora, man, to make that adjustment. That was something I just didn't see coming.
Nobody.
And, you know, he weathered the early storm and then showed a pretty impressive jab, you know. It's long.
With a broken nose, swallowing blood, that jab.
Yeah.
If he jabs, if he fights like that, that's a hard night for anybody.
Yeah.
That's long. 154, 6'6".
6'6", bro. I knew a dude when I was a six. He's a football player with a couple more pounds. He's out of here.
That's like you fight your big brother when he's just palm your head.
Exactly.
Let's get to the zone last night. Pacheco was in the ring with McColeman. Yeah. And that kid, McColeman, he showed more than I expected. My apologies for the tweet. I felt like when I was watching, I felt like the zone was really hyping up McColeman.
Yeah.
And I was like, this kid, this energy ain't what's going to get the job done against Pacheco. You know what I mean? But he just had this really subtleness about him.
Yeah.
But obviously very intuitive in the ring enough to know, you know, his range and things like that, also unpredictable, you know, coming with a lot of different things through the course of the fight. I was impressed with McColeman. I thought he lost. I thought Pacheco won, but I thought it was a good outing for McColeman.
But they say he's been in camp with Triple G, Belanger,
a
lot of world champions, so he got the experience. 30 years old. He was undefeated last night.
Right.
So, my man was a veteran, been in the game, so he got the more experience than Pacheco.
Yeah.
But once Pacheco made that adjustment in the second half of the fight, I thought he took over the fight.
Yeah.
But I definitely thought it was a good fight.
Yeah. I thought that.
When I saw him at the press release, I never seen his brother ever. he went under my radar.
Yeah.
And then he got a belt.
Yeah.
I was like, who is he? Like, I was like, I've never, since Lennox Lewis, I never was a fan of a boxer with dreadlocks because I never, like, when niggas start, excuse my language, when brothers started wearing dreadlocks in basketball, I was like, wait, what's going
on? That didn't make sense to me.
I'm here with you. I never said that, but I'm here with him.
So I said, Derrick Rose could do it, but then everybody, then the young guy from Memphis, with the guns and all that.
Right.
Then all the kids, they all going all with the dreads in basketball.
Yeah.
You wore Baldy or Caesar in basketball.
Yeah.
Now they wearing dreads and all
old
that.
School.
So technically, no disrespect to the dreads and all that, because I love the rosters and all that. Pause, but I don't gravitate with dreadlock athletes as far I don't know. It's just me with the dreadlock thing. I just feel like there's a softness to them.
You use that. If you got locks.
Like you got locks, you're spinning your hair.
That's like Shakur. If you got dimples, don't get in the ring. The kid can fight, you know what I mean?
Right.
You can't judge a book by its cover.
That's what I did.
Based on not knowing him, seeing the undefeated record, seeing that this is Pacheco's,
This is his card.
I said, this is a couple round, y'all. And on top of that, y'all really talking this guy up. I'm like, y'all trying to make us buy into something.
Right.
But it was like, he sold a whole lot, man. Backed it all
after
up.
After last night, he definitely, now he's on the scene. You know what I'm saying? Because I didn't even know he had a title. Like does he have a title?
It's a regional title, I believe.
No, but like I see everything. Title. Like I'm like, I didn't see him once. I don't even, or maybe I've seen him and I turned the card off. No disrespect to you, brother. I'm gonna watch you now. But I just never got into him. Like he shocked me last night.
But listen, Pacheco, man, this was a fight he needed.
Mm-hmm.
I always say he won the fight legitimately, but he didn't. It wasn't that it was his dance partner.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't that he ain't the guy.
Right.
He had somebody in front of him, forcing him to think.
Thanks.
That's something you have to do at the highest level.
Right.
Forcing him to go in his bag.
Right.
Something you got to do at the highest level. Somebody that had resistance, not letting you just have your way. That's what you get at the highest level. So this was definitely that step up fight that he needed, and he's going to be better moving forward because of this fight right here.
And I thought when he got inside, he that was his shit.
Yeah.
Once he got inside and landed the right hand, second
I wanted
half of
him
fight.
To start going to the inside and committing to being there.
Right.
That was
maybe
one
out.
Thing. Yeah, yeah, I thought that was maybe one thing. But again, when you're a young fighter, consistency is something you have to learn how to implement in the boxing ring. And so when you find success, you got to wrap your mind around, all right, connect to that. That's what's working. And sometimes it's hard to do that where that's not like your go-to. Know what I mean? Yeah. So, but man, overall, I thought that was the fight of the night.
Yeah, great to be. You see adjustments at 23 years old. Yeah. That's always good.
Right. I'm just shocked. Yeah, I'm shocked.
Oh, man.
We got Hitchens.
Oh, man. Hitchens, okay. Hey, go.
And Lemos.
All right, I'm a Brooklyn fan. Brooklyn fighters. Them Argentinian fighters is giving brothers problems, man. Yeah. And the coaches are going to have to start making adjustments or stay out of the ring with them because the Argentinian fighters apparently got African-American fighters down packed. They all looking like rollies compared to what they
Why he keep doing Rolly like this, man?
No, bro, because this is not a game. You can't play boxing.
Listen, at 100%. One point in time, we was really looking at a fight with Maidana. We thought that that was gonna happen.
You would have knocked Maidana out.
So don't put Argentinians and black fighters in one category as if to say they have our number.
No, it's just a
Sergio Martinez. Mm-hmm. Like that kid was. I mean that man was. Fast, quick, powerful, straight, gifted.
Right.
You know what I mean? The injuries played his career.
Right.
But I remember when he knocked out Paul Williams. Like, wow.
Right.
You know, so you do have a point where we've seen a pattern. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But
they up like 5-0. they up on us. Give me a dynamic performance from an African American fighter on an Argentinian fighter.
I think the Charlo rematch.
Yeah,
Charlo made adjustments.
Mayweather rematch.
Yeah,
that was
cool. So let's do this again.
Let's do it. We back, baby.
We got to bring it back, though. You know what I mean? We got to rewind. We got to line it up again. I just think that we got to make adjustments.
It's something we haven't seen before. We're not familiar with.
I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
That's usually what happens when American fighters fight. Fighters from other countries. Right. Usually they come with a style, a dynamic that we don't see often enough.
Right.
And on a night like that, it's hard to make adjustments. Mm. But here's the thing. Mm. Richardson Hitchens, who I felt still is the dark horse at 140. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Yeah. I thought he was going to handle this dude top to bottom. Mm-hmm. Didn't really know much about this dude. But Richardson Hitchens did not use his offensive weapons the way that he can. Mm-mm. He allowed this dude to get right in on him. Mm-hmm. He resorted to a jab and then let me step in and smother. Jab, let me step in and grab. Mm-hmm. Jab, let me step in and hold until the ref comes in. And he had a really lenient ref on fight night, which I think may have even helped him. Like, now I'm going to go a step further than help. Have even saved him.
He did.
Because if you get a ref that's telling you that you can't make a certain move and telling you, hey, one more time, I'm going to take points. Now you take away his exit strategy. That was
he didn't
his
even
exit
threaten
strategy.
Him with one time with a point.
Didn't. Mm-hmm. And his exit strategy was throw one punch and then let me get up on you. Mm-hmm. Now you can't get up on this guy and this guy's throwing all this heat. Mm-hmm. I thought he was going to have to dig deep. Mm-hmm. I don't know whether or not he won the fight. I want to go record for saying that. But don't feel like he dug deep enough.
What was that last deep round he won, that last 10th round?
That was a nice round.
It was 9th or 10th round.
Yeah.
He won that last round. Yeah. That's when I said, you know what? All right. If we go to a draw or something or potentially either one get a split decision. Because when he won that 10th round, I was like, oh, okay. I was a little worried.
He's better for boxing. Yeah. Let's kind of... keep it real. He's better for boxing.
Definitely.
Especially, he's better for match room and he's better for the zone.
Yeah.
Because he can still make the bigger fights.
He's going to look great in front of the next fighter. That style. Is that Argentinian style that I'm talking about specifically.
Yeah.
And you probably looked at this guy. He had, I think, an 8-inch reach advantage on this guy. So it's like, easy work. Little dude, easy work. My man got inside, caught him first round with something big.
Yeah.
And I mean,
You heard what he said at the press release? He's like, yeah, man, I've been punching my face and I punch people in their face. He going to get punched in his face. He's talking about him.
Yeah.
And when he got punched in the face, everything changed.
And like I said, just the ref wasn't saying nothing. I mean, it went from, I seen him one time. He had my man like this.
Right.
Like three or four times.
I said, you got to go for the headlock. Let's get. Got to do what you got to do.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I thought he did. He pulled out the veteran techniques, right, the things that he needed to do to win the fight.
To win the fight.
I thought that he shied away from his offensive weapons. Mm-hmm. He's got a better jab. He wasn't consistent with the jab. Never really brought the straight right hands in. Never really found timing uppercuts. There was a plethora of things that he could have done. A lot of heat coming after him. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of heat coming after him. I think he'll be better because of this fight.
Yes.
I think, again, a lot like Pacheco, he saw enough resistance that's going to humble him and force him to go back to the gym and fix some things. I don't think Pacheco necessarily was humbled in that way. I think more so humbled just from a standpoint of, let me keep working. You know what I mean? I think for Richards and Hitchens, I think he's like, you know, he's calling out the big names. He deserves the big names. I think he's ready for the big names.
Yeah.
But I think this fight right here, let him know, like, yo, let me make sure I'm ready for this.
I hope it don't discourage Pacheco because he did a great performance.
Yeah. Yeah.
He had a great performance.
So, Richard Hitchens, did he get a title or he's eliminated?
It was Eliminator.
Oh, so he's number one contender.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
WBC.
Yeah, Eddie Hearn. Okay. Eddie Hearn and them brothers.
Can't tell you which BA.
Okay.
Which champion, which belt. Can't tell you. But I love to see him against anybody.
IBF.
IBF. IBF, okay. Love to see him against anybody.
I was about to say that.
Elite.
IBF. Yeah.
I love to see him against anybody elite. Cool. I think he matches up great against everybody. Everybody. I like Teofimo Lopez. Of course, I like Devin Haney.
I just think he needs a little more, just a notch more, couple, maybe two fights before he gets in there with those guys.
Yeah.
Because this one, right?
Josh Taylor. I know Josh Taylor.
That'd be excellent.
He's rematching Catterall, so that's out of the question for now. But I think that's a great fight for him.
But
profile fight too.
You know, got the IBF, Matias.
Ooh. Oh yes, you're right.
And if I'm the number one contender, I don't care about who behind me. I'm going
to
take my shot.
Got to.
Eddie Hearn can make it happen.
Got to.
And yeah. See, when you with a guy like Eddie Hearn, they put the money where their mouth is. So.
This is the perfect fight to get you ready for a Matias fight.
I think he'll have a easier time with Matias in this fight.
Ooh!
Matias does not let go until he knows he's in range.
Right.
So there's the difference.
Right.
This man was throwing some overhand rights on his way in. He was throwing some uppercuts on his way out.
That's your shit, though. You throw a jab till you get in.
Oh, yeah.
Sean crazy.
Yeah, he is.
Used to be my thing.
Oh, okay, you done with that?
I'll do that.
You left that life alone?
I'll do that. No more.
Yeah, I think you trained in Argentina.
I did tweet about training Pitbull.
Right.
I tweeted about training Pitbull.
Are you going to show him some step around?
I'm not talking about
you going to give him some feet?
I just want to give him some feet.
Just want to give him some feet?
I want to give him some feet for free.
Okay.
That's my thing now.
Give him some feet. You want to give everybody some feet?
Pitbull, call me. I'm going to give you some feet for free.
I feel like, should we say pause on that?
Pause.
I feel like, we're in a different world.
I didn't, even when we was talking earlier, you looked at me like, yo.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, what? We can go there? Because that should be offending niggas. I don't want to be offensive to nobody. Pause.
Listen, Wednesday night, you asked about Pro Box TV. They got a good one on Pro Box TV this week.
Yeah, C1 coming up.
Angelo Leo versus Baez. I don't know Baez's first name. There's two brothers. I think they're twins.
Right.
Really good. They were both of them really good. They were on the scene a lot. Eduardo, yeah. They were on the scene a lot in like the last 2 years, and I haven't seen much of them. So there you go right there, 23-5-2.
I like what Pro Box is doing. They're you know, in the music business, I work in the independent world. Mm-hmm. And Pro Box is coming off as the independent arm of the business.
Of boxing. Yeah.
And you can give a guy who has some a little notoriety, keep him working.
Yeah.
And I like, and it's growing and growing. I spoke to two fighters today, Mo Millions and Brian Guerrero. He was like, what? You speaking to Sean Porter? Yeah, I would love to get on Pro Box. So the point I'm saying is that the young kids are paying attention to that way we pay attention to Showbox.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this is their Showbox. And I just like, at first when I saw it, I thought it was like, you know, but I was like, everyone is tuning in because we don't have nothing else.
Yeah.
And that's how you, now they're going to be a heavyweight in the next two.
And
two
I said years. This on Red Out Boxing on The Zone this past weekend. Yeah. Check those fights out on The Zone if you can.
Yeah.
I said fighters are always looking for work.
Yeah.
And when you go to Red Out Boxing, nobody's going to ask you who you're affiliated with.
Right.
They're going to put you in the ring with somebody, going to make it a good fight, and whoever wins moves on, and you're going to get paid, you know? And the same thing with Pro Box TV.
Red Ops. A,
Red Owl Boxing,
yep. And then you got Pro Box TV. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of fighters out here that are just looking for work and grateful to Pro Box TV.
Like the entertainment business, 99% of the people are unemployed on every given day.
Yeah.
So how many boxers unemployed right now? Everybody.
Yeah. Hey, matter of fact, I want to shout out Red Owl Boxing. We was down there this weekend. Sean called in the fights. I was in attendance.
Yeah.
Shout out to man Gabriel, Lamont, and Steve. They all putting that stuff together. Man, they had a lot of competitive fights, man.
Yeah.
I was just from the ladies to the men. I came from there. I was just like, man, these guys just alike. Just they put making it right all night.
Female boxing is holding action. Up. A lot of. We almost went out of the. It seemed like the whole game was going. The females actually helped it. You know what I mean?
Like a year or two, we were talking about one of the female fights being the fight of the year.
Yeah,
I think.
Katie and Amanda.
Yeah.
Yeah, Serrano. That, yeah.
That was a good fight.
But shout out to Red Owl Boxing. I think if you want to get your fighter on Red Owl Boxing, you just go to what? RedOwlBoxing.com?
Yeah, if you want to get your fighter on Red Owl, on a Red Owl Boxing card, you just go to RedOwlBoxing.com. They literally have
matchmaking.
It's a
database.
Fill out the paperwork. What's the paperwork?
Application.
Yeah. Application. There you go. I ain't had a job before.
Right.
So they literally got an application right there though. You fill out all the information and then they get back to you. So
your fight is on the zone, based in Houston, called by Sean Porter. You can't beat it.
You can't beat it. It's a major card now.
Yeah.
We got Anderson. Next week too.
Jared Anderson.
Yeah.
I thought we was going to get the chance to see him down in Houston, but
I'm hoping that brother right there can keep focused, because every time I hear him, it sounds like he's, I don't know, is discouraged or, you know, that money thing is a big thing in the boxing. You know, if brothers ain't making money and doing stuff that they making money what they love to do, they start feeling a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
And I just hope that he keeps at it, because he's I think he should be champion.
Young kid making young mistakes. We all make young mistakes.
Right.
I always give people passes. I'm like, people make mistakes and it's happened in life.
Yeah.
But I think he's our next great heavyweight, American heavyweight.
I agree.
We stay locked in, keep the right team around him. I think he's coming on. Mm-hmm. He's fighting a good guy this week, Ryan Murray. 80% KO rate.
Yeah.
32-2, so...
Belgium.
Yeah, let's see what he can do. 5'11".
Okay. 5'11". Heavyweight 5'11".
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sean!
Put the house on
Sean like that.
No, but Sean is... Sean,
you're a size.
A heavyweight?
You're
a heavyweight? Okay. Big baby?
Mike Tyson?
I mean, not baby, but...
Don't forget Mike Tyson.
You're from Brooklyn. Oh, no. No. Mike Tyson's one of a kind. Sean Porter was another one of a kind.
Come on
pause.
Now.
Pause and
talk
pause.
Talk to him about it.
Hey, he said, I'm not feeling that 5'11".
Don't need to pause on that.
But the 5'11 against this Jared and...
Jared about 6'4".
Jared is a real 6'4". He's not a your man. What's his name? He's a real 6'4".
Who's my man? All right, we ain't going
to
do that.
Somebody going to get this back to him, so I want to make sure I say this.
Yeah.
Look at Anthony Joshua's in-ring post-fight interview.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to what he said in the post-fight interview. He said, they asked him what was next. He said, I don't know. I'm going back to my cave. He said something like that. He said, because y'all are too much. Saying, I'm going back to my cave. I can't pay attention to what the world is saying. It's too much trying to keep up with y'all.
Right.
It's too much trying to appease y'all.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I feel like that could be one of the things going on with Mr. Jared Anderson.
Yeah.
Where he's so... the pressures of what it takes to become a heavyweight world champion. Mm-hmm. When you know you're following in the footsteps of somebody like Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield and all of these greats, it becomes too much. Man. You know what I mean?
The only thing about that brother, though, you talk about, is the $40 or $50 million purses.
Yeah. Yeah.
He gets over that shit real quick.
Yeah.
Because he's probably one of the highest paid guys, right? So anytime he's feeling pressure... he picking up another 40 or 50. You know
what
you
talking about, Jared?
You talking about Joshua.
Oh, Joshua.
All that precious stuff,
yeah,
go out the window when you're making 40 million, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's actually helped him, because he seems like he's getting back.
That's my point. Yeah. When you can see that there's something, this dude that really has revived his career.
Oh, man.
And when he tells you how, he literally just gave you a secret. Gave you a gem.
Mm-hmm.
Go on and take that gem.
And this is a couple things I live by. You're not as good as they say they are. You're not as bad as they say you are.
Right.
At the end of the day, that's a people's opinion. Sean Porter, that was his opinion. the top rank, that was their opinion. Mm-hmm. Who are you at the end of the day? Right. When you go back home, you with your family, right. That's what matters.
That's what matters.
I don't give a damn what everybody talking about, bro. Don't let that affect you. Yeah. Don't let the outside stuff get into the inside stuff that really matters.
Yeah. He beat Klitschko. So when he beat Klitschko, I knew he was going to be a great.
That was the best fight I've seen of his.
Yeah.
I feel like this very last fight was probably the second best of that one that I personally have seen. You know, that I was
paying attention. And then Annie Ruiz, he exposed him, you know?
Yeah.
He was almost like in that situation where they got his number. Yeah. He made the adjustments. Yeah. Now everyone's like, I don't want to fight Joshua now. You know what I mean?
So listen.
Yeah. And that's a fight we could maybe get down the road. Jared Anderson versus Anthony Joshua. Ooh. Electrifying.
And he needs to give him a shot, bro. Give that brother a shot.
How far is Jared from a shot?
From that kind of
that shot,
maybe another four fights.
Okay, so maybe four about a year and fights. A half.
Or he might win the lotto real soon.
Four or five fights, yeah.
Because everyone's looking for a dance partner to get that big payday. Yeah.
He's a scary dance partner. Yeah.
If your man Turkey says, "Yo, you know, I want to make a super," that's a super fight.
Charles Martin was supposed to be the guy to kind of like get him there, but then you know he some struggles in that fight, and then also after that fight, you know, other personal struggles.
You thought he struggled in that fight a little bit?
Yeah.
He was fighting a veteran.
Ex-champion.
Yeah, a world champion. Yeah.
You know, we're Charles Martin, another dreadlock brother that I was just like, I couldn't get into. Pause.
My first fight against a world champion, I got the draw. You know what I mean? It's like you got their growing pains. You know what I mean? And you're going to either have them in the gym or you're going to have them in the ring on fight night, you know? But I definitely want to wrap this episode. Yes. I want to say thank you, Iceman, for joining the Brothers in Podcast. We love your energy. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
BKB Boxing right here in Las Vegas, right? Oh, no, excuse
Los
me.
Angeles.
In Los Angeles. Peacock Theater.
April 27th.
Where they go to get their tickets? BKFC.com to get your tickets. So
get your tickets,
there you go. Enjoy. Bring a raincoat or umbrella.
Yeah. And, there will be blood.
And bring your family, apparently.
Exactly. I'm coming back when Joshua fights
Jared Anderson. We're speaking that into existence.
Listen.
That's a big fight. I'm hyped about that.
I'm sure everybody watching this has seen the news that our boy Sean Satel has officially left Fight Hype. He's going to venture off and do his own thing. He hit me up and he said, "Yo, can I get on the episode and talk with you guys about Garcia and Haney?" I said, "Man, you always welcome."
We didn't even say nothing about Garcia and Haney. I thought we was going to do that.
Oh, we can't. Yeah, we got a whole nother week. So what you got for us?
Yeah, he ain't going to be here. So
look at him.
Haney.
I thought we were going to say Haney.
Oscar De La Hoya's voice. Haney.
Now, who says that? That's what he says.
Oscar says it.
Haney. but Ryan Garcia could stop Haney in the 6th or 7th round easily.
If he's
really 100% committed, that brother he could take a punch. And if Haney don't get him out of there within 6 or 7, look for the late stoppage, Ryan Garcia.
Hey.
And I'm not going against my Muslim brother, but I also have a relationship with the Garcias, and I just see a late stoppage. That boy Ryan is upset. He has this little passion thing going. You could talk about the social media stuff and all of that, but I think that he has that equalizer. And he showed me in that last fight when that dude was giving him the business, he stopped him. He didn't win the fight, he stopped him. And you could say what you want about guys, but when you stop a guy, that means you're on top of your job, bro. And he did all that shoulder roll shit, but he stopped that dude. And that dude was coming for him.
Yeah.
Pause. Look, Devin Haney early, Garcia late.
Wow. I got nothing to say. I really don't.
That's a tough one. I feel that's the only way he can win, but I feel like he in there with one of them world class ones.
They fought 6 times, you know?
Huh?
They fought 6 times. And if you listen to Mr. Bill Haney, who I admire a lot, he said, "No, forget all the antics. We're looking for that Ryan Garcia with that amateur background. He's coming to fight."
Mm-hmm.
And right now, Derek James, I think, got his mind enough in there to work. He's away from the little distractions. and he's a world-class fighter. Wow. And I believe that if Devin Haney don't get him out, you're going to see them like them in them amateur nights.
It's hard for me to look at Devin like that.
He could throw. He could punch, bro.
Oh, yeah, he could punch. But
he punched harder than that guy that wobbled Haney.
Oh, you're talking about Jose...
Yeah.
Nah, Linares.
Linares.
Yeah.
But that's a 50-50 for me.
It's hard because... It's
a 50-50 for me.
It's certain fighters, and I think Floyd and maybe... It was a heavyweight that I felt like they don't even need a corner. Devin Haney's one of them dudes.
Devin
Haney
don't
need a corner. I'll just go sit down.
Yeah. I think Devin still needs a corner.
He getting to that point.
I think he still needs a corner. Oh, he's getting
to get in. Well, he don't need a corner.
Yeah.
I don't need a corner. I know what I got to do.
Yeah.
Floyd would just go. I feel like him and his dad.
Floyd would just go sit down.
What'd you eat last night? Hey, man, you're going out? Like,
he's like, Dad, I love you. I just want to let you know I love you.
Yeah, I'm going out.
Did you get that wire? Okay, cool.
Yeah, just.
Listen, man, that's a heck of a way. But that's a
hell of a, yeah.
That's a heck of a way to close.
7-round knockout?
8th, 9th, late, if Devin don't get him out of there.
Well, I'm looking at the eyes.
All that dancing and all of that, he's going to have to engage with Garcia. Yeah. And then Garcia is going to hit him, right?
Wow. Left hand or?
If he gets him with the left hand, the right one, no one gets up from that. No one gets up from that.
Wow.
That's a fact, by the way. That left hand.
They don't get up and be like, all right, give me an 8 count. They don't get up.
And you can see, even when the Tank fight, Tank was prepared for the left hand.
Yeah.
What Tank said at the end. Tank said at the press, who's the hardest hitting fighter you ever? He said, Ryan. I'm like, that's a lot to say.
Yeah.
He said he hits harder than anyone that he fought. And he might have just been gassing him, giving him love.
Right, right, because
he was
right.
feeling a certain way.
Right.
But he said, Ryan hits the hardest.
Wow.
So, you know.
Listen, man, on that note, I'm going to close this episode in.
Damn.
Again, yeah, straight up. Like I'm
yeah, yeah.
Bruh, I'm welcome to the Portaway Podcast. Come back whenever you like.
Yeah. I'm gonna come and visit you guys after some
I'm
of these wins
like,
and losses.
I'm stuck.
It's crazy. I never thought
I gotta get out of that. Yeah. Listen, so I'm talking to Zatel today. He asked if he could come do the show with us next week. So he'll be on the podcast with us next week. I'm looking forward to having him here. We were speaking. And he said, you know, I really want to just get out and do my thing. He was talking about a page that he started so many years ago. It's only got 900 subscribers right now. And he's going to have to build it from scratch and so on and so forth. I said, man, listen. I said, you literally just closed. This is my motivation to you guys. I said, you literally just closed a chapter of your life. And you're opening another chapter. I said, don't look at it as you've lost. Look at it as you won, and now you're going on to another chapter, another fight. Mm-hmm. I said, I'm really looking forward to you proving some things to yourself. I'm looking forward to seeing you prove to yourself that you got what it takes to do this, and you don't need nobody to hold your hand.
Right.
I'm looking forward to these, because he says, now it's time to grow up and be a man. I'm looking forward to you becoming that man that you don't even know you can be.
Right.
And I told him, I said, man, you are a unique individual. You're very special. You're very humble, kind, meek, loving, extremely intelligent.
He's the best in the game.
Extremely intelligent, best in the game, one of the best in the game.
The best in the game.
And I'm looking forward to you really just spreading your wings. Spread your wings. You guys out there that are intelligent, you guys out there, don't be afraid to do what needs to be done. I think for a long time he's been afraid to do what he felt like he needed to do. He's now done that. He's going on to bigger and better things. I know that he is. And I just want you guys out there to look at Zatel. Look at his story. I know all y'all watching this Portaway podcast know Sean Zatel. Look at where he is right now and watch what he's done. He helped build Fight Hype. And he's left that and gone. He's going to go on and do his own thing. And I want you guys to encourage him. I want you guys to follow him. And I want you guys to watch what he does, because he's going to do some amazing things.
Yes, yes.
Just like you can. This is the Portaway.